two outs away from Williamsport. And this one on the ground, fielded cleanly, one out away from a trip to Williamsport, and a perfect game for Greg Bruno. Breaking ball gets it, Greg Bruno, a perfect game, and Mid-Island is heading to Williamsport, trying to repeat what the 64 team did and win it all.
Big win at the regionals last week, that's right. Only once 54 years ago did any one of our five boroughs make it to the Little League World Series. It was the same Staten Island team, and they won it all. They're trying to do it all again. So, you know, listen, the Yankees lost to Tampa last night. We're paying attention to the Red Sox, the Oakland A's, the Seattle Mariners. The Mets, it's a lost season, but they've won four out of five. They scored 16 runs in a win last night. But that's not the baseball we care about. Our kids are right there at the doorstep. They've got a magnificent young pitcher, fresh off a perfect game, and a tremendous skipper, a great manager. Right now, you got to make the argument he's the best manager in New York, trying to get Staten Island a World Series win. Joe Calabrese, good morning, live from Pennsylvania. How are you, buddy?
Hello, Joe.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great. We'll talk to Joe first for a couple of minutes, then his superstar young pitcher, fresh off the perfect game. Greg Bruno will join us as well. Hey, let's talk about this. You know, I think it's kind of funny that Staten Island always takes a lot of abuse. I'm from Brooklyn. We always kick the crap out of Staten Island. It's kind of like the forgotten borough, if you will. And you guys are kind of playing off that, right? Like the forgotten borough, look where we are.
I mean, we're just going out every day. We get our work in. We kids play hard. They do a great job. And, you know, we're just going out there. Now, you know, it was a Staten Island thing. Now it's all New York behind us.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're looking forward to march ahead and to finish this thing off and get that last banner that we've been chasing.
Joe Calabrese, the manager of the Mid-Island Little League team from Williamsport, Pennsylvania, at the World Series. Listen, what time, by the way, are you going to play today?
We're playing at 3 p.m.
3 p.m. Now, I want to ask you about your star pitcher, Gregory Bruno, who is just tremendous. As Sid mentioned, a perfect game at the regionals. Anyway, he has an aggressive style. It reminds me of Max Scherzer. I was watching the game. However, you're not going to pitch Gregory Bruno today. You're going to save him for the second game if you win today, which is not. I don't know if it's a big if, but it had to be a tough call.
Absolutely a tough call, but, you know, he's on 3 days rest and, you know, still, you know, 12 years old. We don't want to burn him out and, you know, he's got a bright future ahead of him. So, we got a lot of capable players on our team. We're really deep. So, we're going to go at it today. We'll get the win today. And then we'll go with our horse on next game.
Yeah, we'll talk to Greg here in a second. He's getting a lot of pub, and he should. He'll throw 75 miles per hour. Pitches a perfect game, and he's your stud. But you don't want to get lost in the fact what you just said, which is you got a lot of really talented players on this team, including you got a real bopper there in Steven Martinez. This kid's become a home run machine. So I think it's kind of important. These other kids, even Cancel, the kid behind the plate who's got a great rapport with Greg when he's out there pitching. Some of these other kids have to get the same hype, right? This is a team win.
Absolutely. This team is very deep. And we pride ourselves on that. It's not always one guy. It's a different guy every game. And, you know, and it's been true to form. You know, the bottom of our lineup has done a tremendous job of getting on base and setting a table for those guys at the top. I mean, yeah, the top of our lineup's dangerous, but that bottom gets, you know, not too much respect, and they should, because they're on base all the time for the big guys when we turn the lineup over. And as far as our pitching goes, you know, we're five or six deep. So, you know, we got capable arms that are going to get up there, and you're going to see today. I mean, Steven's throwing. He hasn't thrown much, but Steven brings it, and he's a real deal also. So, you know, we're looking forward to today, and I like our chances, and we're excited.
Joe Calabrese, manager of the Mid-Island Little League team down in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Listen, Joe, your nephew, he plays first base, and, well, your brother, sadly, passed away in 2014, the kid's father.
Sorry.
And so, yeah, condolences on that. But it turns out he's sort of an inspiration for the team and for you.
I mean, you know, he's an inspiration to me, absolutely. You know, I don't know if I'm here if that incident doesn't happen. You know, my brother passed. And, you know, at that point, it became my responsibility to take care of my nephews and my nieces. And, you know, we all here. And, I mean, you know, he's got an infectious smile, John. You know, kids get along great. And they pick each other up. And, you know, it's good stuff, man. It's good nice. Stuff that's going on out here.
Well, it's exciting that you guys, you're doing such a great job and you're getting all this attention here in New York City. We love our kids. It's actually funny, Joe, in one of the in the New York Post today, my son loves Fortnite. He like plays like 20 hours a day. He knows all the character names. He plays in tournaments. He loves it. And you make the point in the column for the New York Post that while a lot of kids are playing Fortnite, you guys are out there practicing and working hard hours and hours and hours a day, which is a good lesson here. You guys got to this stage because of hard work, right?
Absolutely. But, you know, again, people think this started in June. It didn't. It started like 3-4 years ago for some of these kids. Because, you know, we've been doing this for 3 years.
Right.
And back when they were 10 years old, you know, the talk was always, you know, we're building up towards Williamsport in 3 years. You know, and now that's 3 years of here, and these kids have worked hard for the last 3 years. Off-season training, getting bigger, faster, stronger. You know, and it's good to see when you tell them hard work pays off and, you know, they reach their dreams, their goals. You know, that's a good life lesson for these kids, and these kids will have no problem working hard the rest of their life and being successful.
Excellent. That's a very, very good message sent by the skipper there, Joe Calabrese. Hey, Joe, I know that you're a superstar pitcher, fresh off a perfect game, and what an unbelievable athlete this kid is, throwing at 75 miles per hour. Gregory Bruno is standing right next to you. Why don't you flip the phone to Gregory, and let's get Greg on the Bernie and Sid show. Are you there, Gregory?
What's going on?
How are you, pal?
All right.
Good.
Hey, listen, at the last game, I watched it over the weekend. You had that perfect game, but there was one moment in the game when the ball was hit to shallow right field, and yet your fielders backed you up. They came through. I mean, were you nervous at that moment when you saw that ball bounce into shallow right field?
Well, at that point in the game, I didn't really know that I had a perfect game going, but as soon as Robert Cavalieri threw the ball at first base and I went in, I saw the scoreboard, and it said zero in the hits column, so that still made me very happy.
Nice.
Hey, Greg, you know, one thing you know, you're obviously a big baseball fan. We'll get into who you like here in New York in just a moment, but you know that all these great pitchers have their favorite catchers. In fact, there are a lot of cases in the majors, Greg, some of the better pitchers would use, like, the backup catcher because they developed a rapport with that guy. Seems like you and Chris Cancel, I know you've been buddies since you're, like, 5 or 6 years old playing together. He's your guy, right? As long as Cancel's out there, you're ready to pitch a very good game.
Yeah, I love him behind the plate. He's very experienced at, you know, what he does behind the plate, and that's what I like to have. He likes drops and blocks around like a lot of balls that I throw that I, you know, in this place, and that's why I like him. That's why I like him behind the dish.
Gregory Bruno, the ace pitcher for the Mid Island Little League team, which is out playing in the World Series of a Little League Baseball in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Let me ask you this, Gregory, who's tougher on you? Your manager, Joe, or the nuns at your school, St. Rita's on Staten Island, who happen to love you, but who's tougher?
Definitely Coach Joe. The nuns at my school are very nice.
Oh, they are.
That's
there
sweet.
You go.
That's very sweet.
So growing up here, Greg, when a kid like you has this type of success and it turns out to be this good, there's always some inspiration. We don't know, Greg, are you a Met fan or Yankee fan? Or is your favorite pitcher in the city Jacob DeGrom or Luis Severino?
Oh, I'm a Yankees fan, My favorite pitcher on the Yankees is Dylan Betances. I like Dylan Betances.
Oh, you like Betances. Yeah. Okay. And when you were little, growing up, was there any pitcher in Major League Baseball you looked up to more than others?
Well, I like the attitude of Derek Jeter. He was always one of my favorite baseball players growing up.
So listen, Gregory Bruno, obviously your hard work has got you to this point. Now you see your friends. You put in all this hard work, and your friends are home. They're playing around. They're playing video games. Do you ever say to yourself, damn, I wish I could be with them and not here? I mean, does that occur to you, or are you just happy to be working hard and, you know, making accomplishments?
My father always tells me, you know, while you're playing baseball, you have other kids, you know, playing video games. And, you know, I always think about that when I'm practicing. I'm working out and practicing and, you know, I just know I'm getting better while others aren't.
Got to ask you this.
That's beautiful.
It's an obligatory question. It's a lame question, Greg, but you're going to get it everywhere. You're already a major superstar, 13 years old. You throw the ball harder. So it's not just, I mean, it's a physical thing with you as well. So I would imagine you've got your sights set on the majors. Does that come up in your house, pitching in the major leagues one day?
Well, definitely. But I know there's other good pitchers out there that I have to compete with, so it's still going to be a very... going to be very tough when I get older.
No doubt about it. Gregory Bruno, again, from the Mid-Island Little League team. They're playing in the World Series of Little League down in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. But you, Gregory Bruno, will not be pitching today. If, indeed, the coach said, listen, we're going to you today, would you be ready?
Yes, of course.
Wow.
Well, I think it's better, just in case. We're rooting for you big time.
Yes.
But if they lose today, they would face elimination their next game, so you want your best pitcher on the mound just in case, to keep it alive lose today. What do you know about this team in Des Moines, Greg? You've been paying attention to this lineup. What about that team you guys are about to face?
Well, we watched them in the championship game for the Midwest, and, you know, we see they have, you know, a pretty big, you know, hard right-hander on the mound, but they might not be pitching them. So, you know, we're ready. We're ready for anything they have.
Awesome. Listen, I tell you what, for a kid who's just entering eighth grade, man, you are something else. You are composed, poised on the phone,
awesome.
and a terrific athlete.
Yes.
Listen, we wish you the best of luck, Greg. We're going to watch today at 3 o'clock and again when you pitch later on. Can you put the coach back on, the manager, Joe Calabrese? Good luck to you, Greg.
Good luck, Greg.
Thank you, Greg.
I talked to Joe Calabrese here. Hey, listen, Skipper, when you win this thing, and you will win this, it's not a matter of if you will win this, we're sending you a personal invite to come live on the Bernie and Sid Show on our beautiful palatial stage 17, 17 floors above Madison Square Garden. I think the kids will get a big kick out of it. So you guys win this damn thing, come home and hang out with us.
Yes.
Ahead of Madison Square Garden. How about that?
That was like a plan.
All right.
Hey, listen, man, we wish you all the best, man. Coach Joe, listen, we really do. Good luck. We'll be watching today at 3 o'clock, the Mid-Island Little League team. Again, Godspeed, good luck, and we'll see you on Stage 17 when you get back.
Yep, you got it, guys. Thanks.
All right. Thanks a lot, man.
There he is, Joe Calabrese.
Wow, Joe Calabrese and Gregory Bruno. How impressive was that kid?
Very impressive.
Good Lord.
Staten Island's the best part of we've got. Screw the Bronx.
Screw Brooklyn.
No, Brooklyn's the best.
The hell with it.
The Bernie and Sid Show. I'm cool with all the gods. Gods recognize gods.
Bernie and Sid in the morning.